show. Bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. As we launch into hour number two of the program, it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Don't forget to join Toby over on his website, freemindstv.com. He is a TV anchorman. Outside of this program,
we do a little show, cover as many of the same issues you cover right here on Free Talk Live.
Yep, it's good stuff. So go to freemindstv.com to see what he's up to. In fact, you guys are going to be launching your own audio podcast soon, are you not?
Yes, we already released all our TV shows as audio podcasts, but we're going to start doing a supplementary podcast to that. So we're just waiting for the equipment, which is in the mail.
Cool. So that's, I'm guessing, going to be a New Year sort of project for you guys.
Yes, it is, and we're looking forward to it.
Excellent. We go right into the phone calls here. Let's start with Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, hon.
Hey,
there was a few things I want to mention about your girlfriend. I mean, she is a very sweet person. But I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
She needed to stand up and fight these people. Because I'm going to tell you something, hon. This is what God would have wanted her to do. And she got where she got because of, you know, who she is and the way she is. And the thing is that God would have wanted her to stand up and fight.
Are you referring to my girlfriend, Julia,
and
her run for city
council?
She
did a good thing. She really did. And she should have stuck with it, and she should have just...
Well, she did stick with it.
No, as far as, you know, that tell her don't give up.
Yeah, because she's thinking about throwing in the towel and not doing it again in 2009.
No. God wants you to stand up and fight the evil.
I think it would be more powerful to tell her that Paula wants her to stand up.
I'm telling you, this is what God says. He said you have to stand up and fight the evil.
Did you ask him?
It's right in your Bible.
Okay.
Anyway, there's some answers I want to give you to some things that you brought up earlier today about that Ron Paul knows why 9/11 happened. And it's right there in your book, your Bible, Jeremiah 30, okay? And God says, and this is on my book from the House of David, too, that I'm from.
You're not going to read Bible quotes,
No, I'm not.
Paula?
I'm just going to tell you. He said, you've turned your back on me. He said, because you're evil and you're corruption. He calls it a very severe injury or sore he put on. He said, there's no healing for it. There's no medicine for it. He said, you've turned your back on me. He says, when I hear from you, he says, I'll heal your land. And he allowed this.
Now, wait, what is this in reference to?
I think 9/11.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. We are the true Israel here, okay? We are the true Jerusalem. Look at the word Jerusalem, USA, okay?
Right.
But anyway, the thing is that we are his children, and he's very upset with us.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we're going through punishment right now. And, you know, this thing about, they've been talking about a food shortage, it's right there in your Bible.
Food shortage?
And the Bible
Where's
says
this from? Wait, what? Where'd you hear about a food shortage?
There is. There's going to be a food shortage, okay?
Came over the facts.
So, wait, this is a prediction.
No.
Are you predicting something?
We've already been told there's going to be a food shortage.
Who's we and who told you?
People that know about it. I've even heard on the air also, okay, on the radio also.
That doesn't mean anything.
Don't believe everything you hear, Paul.
No, I'm saying that it's in the Bible also.
Oh. Okay.
So you're telling me. Now, this is great because I had asked you before.
Look in Jeremiah 30.
That's okay. I don't have one of those.
And it'll tell you exactly. And also Hosea 7 and Ezekiel 7.
Paula
got a new fax.
Now look. When you've called in before, I've asked you, because you like to talk about how the Bible allegedly predicted all of these past events. You know, everything from George Bush being elected to, you know, 9/11 happening. And I've asked you in the past for an actual prediction for the future, and you were reluctant to give it, but tonight you have done so. Tonight you have said that in the Bible it predicts a food shortage. Now, does it specify where the food shortage will happen? Paula? Did we lose Paula? Oh, Paula, don't go away.
Oh.
Paula's never hung up the phone. There must have been something terrible that occurred.
No.
Paula,
there
she
is.
Oh, okay. So,
but the thing is, you need to get in your Bible, and it tells you everything is going to happen.
I don't have a Bible, Paula.
I'm serious, hon. You're God's
child. You're
going to
have to be my expert here, Paula. What I want to know is, I want to ask more questions about the prediction so we can really understand it.
It's right there in your Bible.
Great. Yeah, I don't have one, so you have to tell me, okay?
You need to get one very quickly because you need to know.
Anyway, okay.
Hey, I'm trying to help you, okay?
And I appreciate that. Now, I want you to help me with a simple answer to a question.
What?
The question is, where is the food shortage going to happen? Is it worldwide? Is it India? Is it America? Where is it going to happen?
It's going to be here.
Here in America?
Okay, us and the European countries. Because, see, we are all the true Israelites. We're all one family. And we're all under punishment right now.
What about the people who are immigrating in here who Well, the thing is, I know a lot of people are
leaving here, but the thing is, if you read in the Bible, it'll tell you the whole thing.
So only white people are going to starve?
No, I didn't say, I said, God, read the Bible and it will tell you. It will explain
yelling it louder is not going to make you more likely to do it.
I'm just trusting me. I'm just trying to help you, okay?
Now, wait a minute. Let me just understand this. So you're saying that people in America and Europe are going to be suffering a food shortage. What will cause the food shortage?
Because, okay, the whole world has turned against us right now.
That
Everybody
may be true.
Has backed away from us. And they're even going to stop the shipping of food, too.
Why would they do that?
Because they have turned against us.
But no, Paula, you don't understand economics.
It's in Jeremiah 30.
But they didn't understand economics either, okay?
The 14th verse of Jeremiah 30
Paula,
tells you exactly why.
The people that are making food products all around the world, they want to sell those products. And
they don't really care to sell it to.
They may not like Americans necessarily. It's probably the case they don't like the government and they like Americans. But anyway, they probably don't like the American government very much. But that's not going to stop them.
Okay.
It's not going to give enough economic disincentive for them to stop selling us food.
Let me explain something, okay? In Ezekiel, God tells you why, and he's left something here for us to keep us from going hungry.
Or what do we have to do?
He knew this was going to happen.
What do we have to do, Paula? What do we have to do to stop this?
Read Ezekiel 34:29, and it'll tell you.
So
we don't have time for that.
You need to take the time.
Paula, you've got to understand. I know you're frustrated. I'm not trying to be ornery here. I'm just telling you. There are people in the world that don't have access to the Bible like you're talking about. They don't want a hotel. They know Gideon's coming by to give them free Bibles. So if there's a secret plan here
that God has left for us, he said that we will not go hungry in the land. And the oil from this plant is what's going to keep you alive.
Is it marijuana seeds?
The oil. It's in Ezekiel 34:29.
Yeah, man.
So you're going to drink oil and stay alive?
And I mean, it does everything. We've been taking it. You don't even get hungry. You have all sorts of, everything in it for your
magic
body.
Oil.
It fuels your body. And he says, and I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger
in the land. Paula, let me see if I've got this straight. So you're saying there's going to be hunger because the food supply is going to dry up.
Yes.
Now, this plant, does it exist now?
Yes, it does. It's being sent here from Canada right now.
They have it in Canada, but nowhere else in the world?
No, they have it, but Canada is making it, getting the oil for us so that we'll have it.
What is the plant called, Paula?
It's called a hemp seed oil. That's what it's called.
I was right.
Yes.
My God, awesome.
I agree. I agree, Paula.
It actually heals your body. It has all the oils to clean your blood, to get all the cholesterol out. It does everything that your body's got to have.
Hey, Paula, you know, I like the hemp seed oil. I've had some of the hemp seeds before. Wayne's kind of like a greeny nut. Mm-hmm. He brings in this groupy stuff. And he's giving me some of it. And it's not the tastiest stuff in the world, but it does have some of the omega-3s or whatever in it, which is supposed to be really good for
you. God gave it to you.
Though, Paula, I don't think it has all the necessary vitamins and minerals that one needs to live.
It has everything.
It's not exactly a balanced diet. No.
But the thing is, though, is to keep you from going hungry.
That's a good thing.
It'll also make you very hungry.
And we know it doesn't. Not the oil, it doesn't. No. Uh-uh. We've been saying it does not. You do not get hungry.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll tell you, God gave it to you, and you're his child.
When is this going to happen? When is the hunger, when is the food supply going to fail?
It's about to happen, okay?
Could be next week? I mean, how soon?
It could be between now and the election.
How are we going to know when this actually occurs?
Okay, well, right now, some of the crops have already been destroyed by the chemtrails. I mean, you ought to see what it's done to the stuff here.
Yeah, that's nonsense,
on it.
Paula.
It eats holes through the leaves of the plants.
I think those are bugs.
Those are bugs.
No, these are not bugs. We have no bugs out there. You see the chemical on the plant of the leaf.
Paula, just imagine what those chemicals are doing to your brain.
I know.
Thanks for the call.
And that's why you have to detox yourself.
Thank you, Paula. Okay, we'll have some hemp oil here during the break and make ourselves better. That was
I think
one of Paula
has been having some hemp products tonight.
this whole chemtrail stuff is just nonsense. And, of course, it's absurd to believe that there's going to be some sort of food shortage. The fact is there are wonderful people in search of profit out there all around the world growing all manner of food products in order to sell in the marketplace to eager consumers who are more than willing to pay reasonable prices to purchase them. To suggest that something is going to happen to change all that would have to be some sort of dramatic worldwide calamity. Yeah. More on the way, like nuclear holocaust. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes?
causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month. And you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic.
Tapteo is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years. Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Tapteo allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Tapteo enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Tapteo and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit tactio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Tactio and learn how you can save 50% on your Tactio purchase. Tactio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them for free right there on the front page of the website. They're yours if you click free at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI has a full orbit approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. So their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359 for SACL CAI. We go right into the phone calls here. Talk to Kayleen in Massachusetts. Kayleen, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Toby.
Sexy guys.
Hey,
how you doing?
Doing great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to tell you that Matthew and I just made our move to New Hampshire.
Awesome. Wait, why does it say you're in Massachusetts?
Because I said to the guy formerly of Massachusetts.
Oh, wow.
What part of New Hampshire?
Yeah, we just rented an apartment in Exeter.
Oh, hang on. Giving you some applause here, Kayleen.
Actually,
that deserves some applause. One moment here.
There yeah. So,
congratulations.
Thanks. It actually happened sooner than we expected because there was a fire in our apartment building.
Whoa.
So we've been kind of homeless and bouncing here and staying with friends here and staying with, you know, friends here
mm-hmm.
and there for, like, the last 3 weeks. But we found this great apartment in Exeter in a nice, quiet neighborhood, and we are moving in tomorrow.
That's good.
So
news.
We are
so excited.
Just in time
our
for 2008.
First 1,000 pledge.
Excellent. Of course, the first 1,000 pledge, just for anyone who doesn't know, is part of the Free State Project. Kayleen, you and your husband, Matthew, have moved mm-hmm. to New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project, as I have done. Toby, you're a New Hampshire native, so
yes.
You couldn't move anywhere. But the Free State Project is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving activists to come here to New Hampshire to get active for liberty, whatever that means, whether it means getting into politics or doing something outside of the system, civil disobedience. There's all kinds of different ways to be an activist, and you know, nobody specifies to you what you should do. All we want is for you to come here and join the activism, because it's so exciting. Kayleen, what was it that excited you about the Free State Project?
Being in one of the freest states and working toward getting rid of what government is here. I mean, not eliminating it whatsoever, but minimizing it.
In what ways are you more free now than you were a few days ago when you still lived in Massachusetts?
Okay, well, let me tell you our story. There was a fire in our apartment building. Our apartment was not damaged, but the city inspector, meaning the city bureaucrat,
mm-hmm.
Said to our landlord, okay, their apartment's fine, and our landlord said, okay, so can these tenants move back in? And the city bureaucrat said, well, no, there's no other, there's no second escape. Our landlord said, yes, there is. They're on the first floor. There are three windows they could jump out of if there's a fire. And here's the city bureaucrat's words verbatim. Well, I'm not going to be the one that gets in trouble if something happens.
Oh, please.
So our landlord went along with the city bureaucrat. And won't let us move back in.
So absurd, because we all know that the city bureaucrat will not ever have to face any responsibility for something happening. They have sovereign immunity, and they're protected from any sort of responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
Nonsense.
Yeah. So our landlord was playing along with him and being scared, and we have been, you know, bouncing here and bouncing there, staying with friends and acquaintances, and we're like, you know what? This is crap. We need to just move.
I mean, it's a great excuse.
We just bought an apartment in Exeter, and we're totally excited.
I think there are a number of people that are, you know, have been in similar situations, maybe not necessarily involving a fire, but something unexpected happens in their life, and, you know, they have to move somewhere, and all of a sudden there's a perfect opportunity created to move to New Hampshire sooner rather than later. Why not? Mm-hmm. Why wait?
Yeah.
I mean, why stay
in
Massachusetts?
That's what I said to Matthew. I said, you know what? This is a blessing in disguise. A blessing in disguise.
Now, what is the tax situation like in Massachusetts compared to New Hampshire?
As far as what?
I don't know. Just in general. I mean, obviously there's a...
We're just moving to New Hampshire, so I don't know about, like, the bureaucracy here. I'm sure, you know, it's less.
Now, are you still working in Massachusetts?
You have
to commute?
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. so I still have to pay Taxachusetts... state income tax, but eventually we're moving north, like towards the Lebanon area.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we'll be completely away from Massachusetts.
Excellent.
At least now you can go shopping without having to pay that pesky
tax.
That is true. Though, to Massachusetts' credit, they do have a lower food tax as far as prepared food in restaurants. I think it's only 5% in Massachusetts.
We're up to 8
versus
That was the thing that, you know, Matthew, we were just driving back down to, we're staying with some friends for the night in Massachusetts, in the Boston area, and he just got a Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and he's like, oh, there was a tax there. And I said, yeah, it's a pretty high food tax, not food tax, what do you call it, meals tax. Meals tax.
Yeah, New Hampshire is not perfect. There's a lot of work to be done.
And Matthew just said, that's got to go. I said, absolutely, that's got
to
go.
And that's why you guys are here, to help make that happen.
Tax and everything else.
I imagine we're going to be seeing you out at the Liberty Forum coming up here in another week.
Absolutely. And if not that, Pork Fest.
Great,
you guys are going to Pork Fest this year, right?
Oh, I would imagine we will.
Yeah, be there.
So we'll look forward to seeing you at the Liberty Forum, and thanks for the call, and congratulations again on your move to New Hampshire.
All right. Thank you.
It's excellent news. 1-800-259-9231. I find that interesting because I think it really helps paint a real-life picture of what it's like to move to New Hampshire. For some of our listeners that are out there saying, is this really happening? Is this really happening? People
are moving in every day.
Right. People are actually moving. I mean, here in the middle of winter, right? People are moving in.
It's
so,
good news.
And it's going to get better, of course, in the springtime. I know Julia said her brother is planning on moving up in the springtime. And, I mean, there's all kinds of people that are making plans to come here, especially in this next year, because she mentioned the First 1,000 program, which is basically 1,000 people of the 20,000 that are supposed to move to New Hampshire have pledged to be here in New Hampshire by the end of 2008. We've already crossed over the 500 mark. So we're more than halfway there to the First 1,000, which is great news.
And that's excellent because there's a lot of battles that are coming up in all different forms, but also in the legislative session that we need reinforcements to battle and get some laws passed backwards, scale the government back, but also hold them off. So the more the merrier.
Yeah, and the fact is the sooner the merrier.
Yeah.
I mean, if there's nothing holding you back, but you're just sort of waiting for no particular reason, then get up here. I mean, this is exciting. Exciting times.
And we've shown that small amounts of people can make real differences.
We held
back the seatbelt. They were going to make it mandatory to buckle up in New Hampshire, but with the help of a lot of free staters and revitalizing the live free or die spirit we already have here, was held back again. And are we the only state now that doesn't force people to buckle up?
That is correct. There are still a handful of states that don't have mandatory driver's insurance, but New Hampshire's the only one that doesn't force seatbelts.
But we need to keep, because the big government people are battling, trying to pass these laws, so we need reinforcements.
Right. The fact is, big government people have been moving in here for years, and so the good news is we are more active than they are, and we're more effective than they are, so the more of us there are, the better we'll be. 800-259-9231. We'll talk about the Liberty Forum here in moments, and maybe some corrupt cop stories, whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.99 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Hey, Dad, we need your help finishing the Christmas tree.
Okay, boys, I just got a few more Uncivil Liberties DVDs to ship out today.
Why do you guys think Uncivil Liberties?
You know how we like to look at those cool illustrations on Rents.com?
Yeah, David D's rocks. I like the chips one.
Well, those aren't chocolate chips. Those are little tracking devices the government wants to put under our skin someday to track us.
You mean the government's not the good guys?
Well, they should be the good guys. They're supposed to do what we, the people, say they should do. But these days, the people are too busy watching their favorite TV shows to keep an eye on the government.
You mean like SpongeBob?
Yeah, that's right. So we made Uncivil Liberties to help remind everyone to keep an eye on what's happening, not to fall asleep.
Asleep? It's not even bedtime yet.
Exactly.
Uncivil Liberties, a political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Go to uncivilliberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95. Purchase a copy today at uncivilliberties.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is George Whitehurst Berry with the Genesis Communications Network. Welcome to our new program, Crash. Are you ready? In the coming weeks, we will focus on alternative economics as well as alternative health and survival topics. We are now in the largest debt bubble in U.S. history. A subset of the debt bubble is the real estate bubble, and I believe we are in the beginning stages of what could be the biggest real estate crash in our nation's history. For crash updates, visit our website at HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com. HearOnOnline.com. That's HearOnline.com.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features for free. So enjoy the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who sent us their validated photo to prove they listened to the show. You can see them. I think Kayleen is one of them, as a matter of fact. We just got off the phone with her. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. And we haven't had a Shrine submission in a little while, so... You've been holding out on us. Now's your opportunity.
Yeah, they usually seem to come more than one at a time.
Right.
It'll be a while,
strange.
And then a few will all come at once.
Yeah, it's like customers at a retail store. That's how yep. It used to be when I worked in retail. Like, you know, you'd be dead for hours at a time, and then all of a sudden, you know, a whole busload of people would come in. Anyway, so head on over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look at that. The New Hampshire Liberty Forum has a proud history of supporting true hard currency. At the first forum, Dr. Ron Paul called for the restoration of constitutional gold and silver. This January, Bernard von Nothaus, the monetary architect of the Liberty Dollar, will join Ron Paul at the 2008 Liberty Forum. Register now at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. And use the code 2008FTL to save 10%. 2008FTL will save you 10%. Toby, you were there last year, right?
And it was a lot of fun. If you want to go to a place where there's a high concentration of liberty activists, the best of the best out there.
Really is.
This is the place to be.
I think the old... Before the Liberty Forum came into existence, because this is only the second one ever,
right.
Before it came into the existence, I think there might have been a handful of conventions where Liberty people got together, like maybe the Libertarian Party, maybe Freedom Fest out in Las Vegas. But really, I think this has really taken the cake as far as just the amount of real activists in the same place together.
There were so many people last year, and I'm sure it's going to be similar again this year.
Well, the hotel's bigger, so they've expanded their capacity, so I'm expecting to see even more people turn out this time.
That's good news, because last time it was hard to get through. There were so many people there.
It was an amazing response. People had a blast. Of course, there's so many different speakers and panels and things to get interactive with. Free Talk Live, we're going to be there broadcasting. broadcasting live three nights this year instead of the two nights we did
last year.
So
Free Minds TV will be there as well.
You will. Excellent. Now, have you determined what form you'll be there? We're just going to be doing interviews
with people there.
That's
so
a good idea. It's
if you want to share your message about freedom, we'll be there and you can contact us. What I find really cool about the Liberty Forum is there's so many different things that make people passionate about freedom. And there's something there for all of them, whether it be drug reform or taxes or just smaller government in general. There's something there for everyone's appetite of freedom and liberty.
Absolutely. And also, I think one of the best parts about it is being amongst those other folks that are also of like mind. Because if you've never been in an environment like that, and prior to the Liberty Forum, I'd been to like the Libertarian Party of Florida convention. Not the same. Not at all.
Well, you get people at the Liberty Forum are enthused. There's energy. Because there's so many people around you. You think, wow, there's hope for liberty in this world.
There's ideas that are flying back and forth. People are brainstorming with one another. They're going out there. And one of the other neat things last year, and I don't know if this is going to happen this year, but I imagine it will, there was this Alternatives Expo that was going on. So somebody just came in there, this group of people, that they weren't satisfied with what the Liberty Forum was offering, and I'm pretty satisfied. I think it's a pretty great lineup. Yeah. But they decided, you know, what we're going to do is we're going to take a couple hotel rooms, and we'll have our own speakers speaking on completely different issues up in a couple hotel rooms. So there was just like this alternative option that you could go and attend.
Some real rebels there.
Well, it's awesome, a great example of sort of the marketplace in action where somebody decided, well, this isn't good enough. I'm going to improve on it. And they offered something alternative to do right there in that same hotel. Only amongst a group of libertarians are you going to find that sort of activity. Yeah.
There really is something for everyone. So
It's not too late to get registered.
It's a good time, yeah.
Looking forward to seeing you there. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go to an email from Andy, and we might get to the corrupt cops thing here in a bit. But Andy wants to talk about spanking kids.
All right.
Now, normally when Mark's on the show, he takes the pro-spanking position. And I'm not sure what your position is going to be, Toby, because I know that you work with kids for a living.
Yes.
And so I'm curious about this. You can tell me in a moment, but let's start with Andy's email. He says, over the past few weeks, I've listened to you both discuss the issue of raising children, and in particular, the issue of spanking them. As a father of three teenage kids, I thought you might be interested in the effects of raising kids both with and without what I've come to regard as an unwarranted and unjustifiable violence. Right from the moment I became a father 18 years ago, my life completely changed. The best way for me to describe the monumental change in thinking that occurred to me is that I was no longer the most important person in the world. This is the one fact that neither you nor Mark can ever really understand until it happens to you. And will be happening to Mark here within the next three months.
One on the way.
Now, don't get me wrong, he says, I love my wife with all of my heart, and I'm happily looking forward to growing old with her. But I would gladly die to protect any of my children. So why would I want to use violence on them for any reason? As a child, if I misbehaved, my mom would justify her violence on me, involving usually a smack around the legs or, for more serious infractions, a slipper on the bare backside, with the excuse, I spank you because I love you. If I didn't love you, I wouldn't let you get away without punishment because I wouldn't care. Even as a 5-year-old, this made no sense whatsoever, and I remember vowing to my mother at a very early age that I would never hit my kids, for which I got another smack. All of your callers have justified the use of physical punishment, because whenever we talk about this issue, it's always easy to find someone to call in to defend spanking. That one's always easy to do. Because I think most Americans accept it. Most Americans were raised that way, and they think it's acceptable. He says that, again, your callers justified it on young children, justify the use of physical punishment on young children as acceptable because they rationalize that the kids are too young to understand. This is total crap. If they are too young to understand the word no, how is it that they're old enough to understand pain and the word no? If a child is daring itself to touch a hot stove, all he needs for you to use is one word, burn. If you then hold his hand a little closer to the flame, just so he can feel the heat, obviously nowhere near enough to cause actual pain. He has a physical reason to understand the word burn. For my children, the lesson never was, do that and I'll hurt you, but instead, touch that and it will hurt you. Sometimes kids will do damage just to cause spite, and in these instances, the punishment is loss of privileges. For our toddlers, we had the naughty chair, which was in the corner of the living room and was exclusively for misbehavior. Over the time, this punishment became the naughty stare out of the living room, away from the TV, and out of our sight, and as they got older, the punishment became more creative. Whether it's the removal of a favorite soft toy or confiscating the PlayStation, the result is the same. Their misbehavior results in them losing for varying lengths of time something important to them as a consequence of their actions. Believe me, a 15-year-old girl soon learns the error of her ways when she's lost the contents of her makeup bag for a few days. The groundwork for never having to hit your children is done before they reach the age of two. A caller a couple of nights ago, and this was more than a couple, but explained that if he was bitten by his kids and they got bit back, is this not the libertarian principle in action? The same goes for pulling hair, pinching, and a whole host of kid-inflicted torture. Kids' nature is to push the rules and boundaries as they grow up. In fact, I think it must be in their job description. But if you're consistent in the way you use punishment, and you avoid temper tantrums in the supermarket because they've already found out that such things did not work for them at home. By now, you're possibly thinking that our kids are angels, and we've never had to deal with the type of kids that make parental control impossible. Not so. And that's the most typical reasoning I hear from the supporters of spanking. Because I'll get on the air and I'll say, you know, parents really should be more creative. They need to use what he's suggesting, and that is removing privileges and that sort of thing. And some people will just say, well, my kids are so bad, that stuff doesn't work.
Well, it's hard for me to say because I'm not a parent, so I don't know what it's like exactly.
Were you spanked?
I was, I think, once when I was little.
Okay, just once.
Yeah, once, maybe twice. I don't remember being spanked, but I believe that I was once or twice. I think that there are definitely better ways to go about things that'll work a whole lot better than spanking. Because when you're spanking kids, you're teaching them that hitting is the way to solve problems. And kids
exactly.
are very smart. I mean, they're learning machines. They're being programmed at this very young age. So if you're hitting them, what are you teaching them? And I think that in a lot of ways, the parents start to rely on it. And if you're relying too heavily on spanking, you're going to be utilizing it a lot more than ways that will actually teach your children something.
Some of them say they don't, and I have no reason to disbelieve them. Some of them say it's only used as a last resort when nothing else is working. And if that's really true, then it's certainly better than the parent that goes to spanking first. No doubt about that. Andy has a few more thoughts on spanking as a parent who's raised three teenagers without ever spanking them once. We'll find out what he has to say in moments. It's Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
You know that the Federal Reserve is stealing your money every time they print more of their notes. Now, are you willing to do something about it? An increasing number of Americans are now using the Liberty Dollar to protect their purchasing power and profit. These people are returning America to value $1 at a time. Will you be one of them? Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit LibertyDollar.org. That's 888-LIB-DOLLAR or LibertyDollar.org.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lycos with today's Car Clinic Minute. All for One may be about musketeers, but if musketeers or mouseketeers or engineers traveled together on the ground, I'll tell you about their One for All when I come back.
I'm Bobby Lycos, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air and fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
The Three Musketeers may have been all for one, but the mighty bus, a multi-country engineering feat, is the one for all. Short for omnibus, which means for all in Latin, the first bus appeared in Paris in 1662. This eight-seater was horse-drawn, and not until 1831 would steam-driven buses putter around the streets of London. Speaking of which, the first famous double-decker appeared in 1847 and offered half fares to those who climbed onto the open-air second deck. Honors for the first gas-driven motor bus go to Germany in 1895. But today, the omnibus is omnipresent, providing rides for all over the world. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Find toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby?
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The feature's there. We give away. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, go shopping at the Free Talk Live store. Just head on over to store.freetalklive.com. Load up your shopping cart with all kinds of great FTL-related merchandise, everything from our Free Talk Live lighter bottle opener combo to DVD Classic Archive Collector Sets, Free Marketeer merchandise, as well as, of course, the expected T-shirts and hats and hoodies and that sort of thing. There's a special little deal, though, I need to alert you to. If you add a Free Talk Live T-shirt to your shopping cart and you've got at least a T-shirt in the shopping cart, we will send $10 to the Ron Paul campaign.
That's awesome. And that might not be a bad way for someone who's living outside the country, maybe?
That's true. Get
$10 to Ron Paul?
It wouldn't actually be a campaign contribution from that person. It would simply be you buying some of our merchandise and then our store manager choosing to give $10 to the Ron Paul campaign. So we're not violating any federal laws or anything like that. It's just we're selling merchandise, and we're going to send Ron Paul some money if you buy a T-shirt.
Not a bad way to contribute to Liberty in a couple of different ways.
Yeah, exactly. So head over to store.freetalklive.com. Take advantage of that deal because it's done within the next few days. End of the year, end of the deal. All right? Store.freetalklive.com. Andy in the United Kingdom has written in about spanking. And he takes this issue pretty seriously because when he was growing up, his mother was one of the parents, what types of parents that was frequently engaging in spanking him. And there was a point at which when he was a young child that he swore it off. He said, if I have kids, I'm never going to spank them.
And I think that's admirable, especially someone who was taught that spanking's the right way to go.
I think there's going to be a number of people that get spanked that will, you know, swing away from it.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So now he's sort of telling us what his solutions have been as he's been raising, as he puts it, 3 teenagers. He said that, you know, when they were young, he would use sort of the go to the corner, you know, have a little special timeout zone where they would go to. And that seems like it'd be effective because it's a little bit of ostracism.
Yeah, I know my parents would kick me out of the house.
Really?
Yeah, they'd be like, go outside, get out of my sight for a while, put on a jacket.
So then he said that it modified from there to include taking away certain privileges, like, you know, a makeup bag for a teenage girl or a PlayStation or something like that. And I have to say that worked really well with me when I was younger, when my parents would take something away that I really enjoyed. They wouldn't allow me to access whatever it was. And I remember there was one particular time when I did something, and I don't really remember what it was I did, but the punishment was I wasn't allowed to use my video game consoles. And I thought I had my parents. I said, oh, well, I paid for those video game consoles, so you can't ban me from using them. And I thought I had them, but then they pointed out that they pay for the power bill.
Oh, ouch.
So they got me. Anyway, he goes on. He says, now, he says, you're possibly thinking our kids are angels, and we've never had to deal with the type of kids that make parental control impossible. Not so. When he was a toddler, our youngest was the master of the full-blown tantrum. If he couldn't get his own way, he would try to bite, to stamp, to kick, and even run headfirst into the wall. But he never got his own way. Now, again, there's a set of people out there that engage in spanking. They claim they use it as the last sort of resort, and they claim that there's certain situations where the kids are so out of control that they feel like they have to. From what he's describing, this kid sounds like a similar kind of bad sort of situation,
mm-hmm.
where the kid's just out of control. He says, we realized that his personality was one that could not back down. Even at the age of 2, standing toe-to-toe with him meant that he had no chance in his own mind to back down. The solution was relatively simple, says Andy. We put him into his room and left him to calm himself down. Occasionally, he would trash some of his toys while left in his room, but we regarded that as better than damaging himself or us, and we never removed or replaced these items.
So he's learning from it.
Right. Go ahead. Bash your toys to bits.
You're not going to get new ones.
Right. The little boy that came out of that room when he had calmed down was remorseful, very loving, and a joy to spend time with. Over time, his tantrums disappeared, and now he's a typical 15-year-old. He still gets angry, but he knows when to take himself away from an argument, and he does. As I mentioned at the start of my email, we also have an experience of raising a child who'd grown up with excessive violence and beatings in her life. My niece had grown up in a mutual hate relationship with her mother. She was out of control. When you start trying to control a young child with violence, and their behavior does not improve, there can only be an escalation of violence over the years. And I tell you, Toby, that is what I have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say that I have, you know, been on the inside of many people's homes who've been spanking, but just from working in retail and observing people and how they handle their kids, the way some people do it versus others, there is a certain type of parent that is willing to escalate it to violence very quickly.
Yeah.
And
it's what they know in a certain
right.
way. And they're, a lot of the time they're using this spanking or hitting out of frustration when instead of thinking of something creative thought. And it's a place where I can empathize and feel for the parents who are in that situation because they honestly don't know what else to do it
right.
sometimes.
I wouldn't want to have to deal with that crap either, so I can empathize with them too. One of the reasons I have a vasectomy. But my point here is that, you know, these parents that resort to spanking, it seems like they resort faster and faster over time to spanking.
Yes.
And I don't believe them when they say that it helps. Because if spanking helps your kids behave better, why do you have to keep spanking them?
Right.
Why do they keep acting out? Shouldn't they have learned their lesson
right.
years ago? Here you've got an 8-year-old or a 10-year-old that's acting out in the middle of the aisle at Kmart or whatever, and you're spanking them in front of everybody else.
Yeah, and when are you going to stop? I mean, comes to a certain point where
sure.
the kid's towering over you, and if they're not learning at the young age, it seems like they're going down a one-way street.
Exactly. It just seems to build on itself and get worse and worse over time. Anyway, he says that this niece in particular had grown up in a very violent environment, mutual hate relationship. And he says that by the age of 13, my niece was regularly beaten for skipping school, smoking, stealing, and to be honest, anything and everything. And as she started to fight back, it was only a matter of time before someone was seriously hurt. We took her in before this happened, and for the first 18 months, life for our family was hell. We got a call from the school because she was fall down drunk. She stole from us, often skipped school, and had no idea how to respect herself or others. She expected us to punish her with violence, because that's mm-hmm. what she was used to. And when we didn't, it really confused her. We took away her personal belongings for a period of time, removing all the posters from her room, her makeup, and favorite items of clothing. All of that eventually changed her behavior. By the time she was 15, her life had settled down. She was studying hard at school. We all realized she was never going to be a university professor, and she left school at 16 and went straight to full-time work. 10 years after, she moved in with us. She's a married mother, a restaurant manager, and we are all fiercely proud of her, her achievements, and her family. I guess this email might be too long for you to read on your show. No, certainly not, Andy. It was very interesting. Great perspective, because normally when the spanking issue comes up, it's a news item, right? It's some sort of news item that we haven't talked about spanking for a while, so we'll use it in the show prep and give us an excuse to talk about the issue, because it's one of the good ones where we've got some conflict on the show. But I always ask for parents to call in. I mean, I almost beg for it. You know, parents, if you don't spank, call in and give us your techniques, give us your tips, give us your tricks. How do you do it? Because some of these parents claim there's no way they can avoid spanking their kids, and I don't believe it.
It takes a lot of creative parenting, and I think a lot of it has to do with time with parents. Some parents don't have the time or the energy. Who they've been working too hard to pay all the bills, and they come home, and it's all they can really think of to do. They've got this kid who's nagging them or doing something wrong, and they just want them to stop and give them some quiet. And some people shouldn't be parents, and some people need to take the time, if they are parents, to really get some creative parenting skills in there.
I think that's a great point, that they don't feel like they have enough time, whereas these solutions he's pointing out aren't exactly incredibly time-consuming. I mean, yeah, it's going to take a little bit of time to go in and remove the posters from the walls of your kid's room or find their makeup box or whatever and remove that or unhook the PlayStation. But, I mean, we're only talking about a few minutes.
Right.
I mean, this is not a huge investment, but really they're just jumping to that. They're jumping to the violence. They're jumping to the initiation of force. And I, you know, after reading Andy's email, I'm still firmly in my position that spanking is completely unnecessary, and he's pointed out everything that I wanted to hear from a parent that has actually been through this with the bad kids that were acting crazy.
Yeah, I'd have to agree. I don't want to demonize parents who are spanking their kids a couple of times, especially since I haven't been in their situation, I haven't been in their shoes, but parents who are utilizing it as their primary tool... That's a different story, and it's only going down the street that violence will get more violence. They're going to teach their kids the wrong things, and it's just not going to work.
The violence begets violence that's pretty much an across-the-board rule. There's no exemption just because it's your kid that they won't get violent as a result of you getting violent with them.
And this is at the age of their life where they're learning everything about the world. You're teaching them how to interact with the world.
Stay away from it. Take a deep breath. Take a break. Figure something out. Try Andy's techniques. There's got to be another way, because there are people in this world with bad kids that have raised them without ever raising a hand to them. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. We'll talk to the nanny state and whatever you want. It's Free Talk Live. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
Do you?